Hi guys. Sorry, I was just moving my mic for a second. I think this is something we really need to talk about that is really serious that I haven't seen most people with podcasts talk about. I'm gonna be telling you things that I would do as a president, except for Trump that was doing. And here is what I'm gonna say. Here is my notes that I wrote in Apple Notes. Hello, everyone. I'm Janelle Robbins, known as Nelly by family. Here we are. Here are the things I would change from my term of 20 to 2024. Okay, first, racism is really, really sad, and it's a big part of society. And it makes people living in America that are African American very sad to live in. And children informed of whatever majority of their based off their opinions of their skin is really like, and they react on how their mom and dad act like and what they listen around them. How we can help by preventing racism is teaching children about the history and the race issues from an early age in schools. Second, if I were president, I would not do as much as people who are homophobic as teach kids how to turn on more, be nice to each other. And I would do this by ensuring that people knew a loving person as the same gender doesn't make you a bad person. If they develop an open mindset, they can unfold to happiness, as by tearing others down, they can't control for things they can't control. That's what people always do. And here is the third thing I would do. As we all know, Trump supporters, crazy Trump supporters, and what I want to know is, why would anyone support a person who is trying to destroy America? But as we all know, America was never a good place from the beginning. From slavery that lasted a really long time, and the KKK, known as Ku Klux, white Americans would destroy black-owned companies and home and kill African-Americans. But Trump has made fun of soldiers and the LGBTQ community. That is actually disgusting that people actually voted for an orange. Yeah, he is an orange. And he is racist, and he promised so much. And where has he got us? Where? I need to know. He did nothing for anybody's hope, and you already have your own app, like, why? His son doesn't even support him. Barron Trump, he doesn't even support him. Why would anybody really want to support him? Fourth of all, the last thing I will do, because I haven't finished it yet, and the most important project is Saved for Left, the LGBTQ community, is what we really need to talk about on top of everything else. Because I think it's going to get to the point where some people are not going to be able to control the anger and just, like, kill them. Because in Russia, that's what they're doing right now. Nobody has mostly spoke about the LGBTQ community. And people are beautiful. The LGBTQ is a really beautiful place. They're open to anybody in that community. Unless you guys got some beef together. Nobody else. And people who are homophobic need to, I would put the people who are being homophobic on social media or in real life, they would be put in jail for how nasty the comment was, or disturbing or disrespectful the comment was. They'll be displayed for 1 year probation unless the account was hacked, and they will need to provide evidence that they were hacked the same day the comment was posted. And that is what I would do as president, except for Trump was, because I don't even think he said anything about the LGBTQ community. And how did he want to suffer like Hillary? I just want to know. I really want to do. If any Trump supporters hear this and start hating on this, I don't care, because you guys are ruining our country right now. It doesn't matter who you are. Just why do you guys want to make America bad again? Because it was never good from the beginning. But it is a very beautiful place where freedom is good here. But now, Trump has taken away our freedom. So if you guys want to keep controlling him, supporting him, that's your problem. Because I'm going to run for president when I'm older. And I'm going to make America better than it ever was. Goodbye.